They built a town where the black stone lay and carved out a living beneath the clay. The whistle called and the lamps burned low while something below learned the names above. Three nights passed with an empty chair. Then one man returned with a dark in his stare. He spoke of knocks from behind the wall, but Haverfield chose not to hear at all. Oh, Haverfield, your windows are blind. Your doors hold the secrets they left behind. From the quarry dust to the chapel bell, every road leads down beneath Haverfield. They carried him into the old west wing, where the pipes in the night began answering. He drew the same passage again and again, then vanished from rooms no man could lead. Evelina followed the fractured line through laundry walls and a buried design. The stones were older than ward or town. The stones were older than ward or town, and the mark of the church pointed farther down. Oh, Haverfield, your windows are blind. Your dead keep the signs that the living can't find. North of the church where the old graves dwell, they remember what lives beneath Haverfield. Water, then fire, then the toll of the bell. The floor gave way like a broken spell. Her lantern remained by the final stair, but the gate stood open and no one was there. Then a voice in the dark said, "Turn away." It had heard every footstep along the way. Not newly awakened, not newly freed. Not newly awakened, not newly freed. It had always been listening underneath. Oh, Haverfield, no morning will come. The mine has gone silent, the chapel is numb. Through the open gate, past the broken seal, runs the road from the town that refuses to heal. Oh, Haverfield, your warning came late. One hand found the door and was taken by fate. Now the last bell fades where the black roots dwell, and the road carries on beneath Haverfield. Three knocks in the stone, one name in the dark. No one leaves Haverfield the way they arrive.